Best Solo Games 2026. From quiet fillers to epic campaigns. Kenji here. One clean decision at a time and the whole table becomes easier. Start with Spirit Island, Greater Than Games 2017. It needs no robot opponent, the invaders move by a fixed, knowable rhythm, so every defeat is your own to study, and every victory is earned cleanly. It is the rare game that is generous to a beginner and bottomless for a master. There is an old idea among players of Go that you do not truly meet the board until you have sat with it alone. No partner to fill the silence, no opponent to blame, only you, the position, and the slow turning of your own attention. I have come to believe the same of the modern solo board game. For a long time, solitaire games were apologized for. A bolt-on asterisk mode, a cardboard robot standing in for a missing friend. That era is over. The games on this list were either built for one player from the first sketch, or carry an official solo mode so sturdy you forget anyone is missing. Some are short, clean puzzles you finish before the tea cools. Others are campaigns measured in evenings, a whole season of a single story. I have arranged them as a spectrum, casual to hardcore, because the right solo game depends entirely on the night you are having. Some nights you want 15 quiet minutes. Some nights you want a mountain. Both are practice. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Why play a board game alone? When someone first hears that I spend evenings playing a board game with no one across the table, they assume it is a substitute, a placeholder for company I could not arrange. It is not. Playing alone removes the one variable a teacher cannot control, another mind. What remains is the cleanest possible conversation between you and a designed system. There is also a practical truth. A solo game waits for you. It asks for no scheduling, no rules teaching, no managing of a tired friend's patience. You can leave asterisk sleeping gods mid-voyage and return a week later exactly where you stood. You can play Onirim in the 15 minutes before sleep. The hobby bends to your life instead of the reverse. A game you can play alone is a game you will actually play. The short solitudes, 15 to 30 minutes, begin here, on the nights when you want a clean, complete thought before bed. These are the card games and wallet-sized boxes, the ones I keep in a jacket pocket and on a plain tray. Onirim, Z-Man Games, 2010, is the patron of this shelf. A deck, two small piles, and a 15-minute race to open 8 dream doors before the cards run out. One player from r/soloboardgaming put it plainly, you only need space for the deck and two piles of cards. Friedemann Friess's Asterisk Friday, 2011, goes the other direction with the same footprint. It was designed for exactly one player, a brutal deck thinning puzzle where you coach a hapless castaway into a lean fighting machine. And Sprawlopolis, Button Shy, folds an entire city planner into 18 cards, asterisk, SimCity in my pocket, as the community calls it, with 3 shuffled scoring goals so no 2 sessions repeat. These are not lesser games for being small. Regicide turns a single deck of playing cards into a tense boss battle for the price of a coffee. The short solitudes teach a discipline the long campaigns assume you already have. Every card matters when you only hold a few. An afternoon's climb, 45 to 90 minutes, when you have an hour or two and want something to asterisk build, a tableau, an engine, a slowly compounding plan, this is the middle of the mountain. The pieces are larger here, the table fuller, the satisfaction deeper. Wingspan, Stonemare Games, 2019, is the one I hand to people who think solo sounds lonely. Its built-in automa opponent flips a card each turn, and competes for bonuses without any fiddly upkeep. A board game geek reviewer noted it keeps Wingspan's relaxed, contemplative engine-building feel. For something with more teeth, Ian's End, War Eternal Indie Boards and Cards, refuses to let you shuffle your discard pile. So every purchase is a small act of planning, placed for its exact future position. And Marvel Champions, Fantasy Flight Games, lets you flip between hero and quieter alter ego while a scripted villain escalates against you. A one-on-one duel that grows with every expansion. This is the tier most players underestimate. It is long enough to develop a real position, short enough to finish in a sitting. A plan you can complete in an evening is a plan you will remember. The long campaigns, the games you disappear into, and then there are the mountains you climb over a month of evenings. These are not games you finish, they are games you asterisk inhabit. You save your progress, you return, you find the position waiting exactly as you left it. Spirit Island, greater than games, sits at the summit of the whole hobby's solo regard. Voted the board game Geek People's Choice solo game multiple years running. The invaders follow a fixed, fully knowable script, so there is no robot to babysit, only a deterministic problem to outthink. Mage Knight, Ultimate Edition, WizKids is the legendary Deep End. A deck-building RPG conquest epic that veterans describe as asterisk, a time warp, you'll lose the sense of time passing around you. Their hard-won advice bears repeating, don't read both rulebooks cover to cover first, start playing, miss a few rules, let the game teach you. That is the only way past its famous learning wall. For storytelling rather than systems, asterisk Sleeping Gods, Red Raven Games, hands you a 1920s steamship and a storybook of 600 entries, a tabletop novel you live inside across many saved sessions. These games ask for commitment. In return, they give you somewhere to go. The deepest games are not harder, they are longer. They simply ask you to keep showing up. How to pick your first solo game? The most common mistake I watch new solo players make is leaping from the lightest game to the heaviest in a single bound. As one Board Game Geek One Player Guild veteran warned, going from Onirim straight to Mage Knight, asterisk is going from a 15-minute koan to a 200-hour obsession with nothing in between, and most people bounce off the wall. Instead, climb in steps. Start with a short solitude, Onirim, Cartographer's Asterisk, Sprawlopolis, and learn the particular pleasure of playing against a system instead of a person. When that feels comfortable, take an afternoon's climb, Wingspan Asterisk or Calico Asterisk. Only then, when the rhythm of solo play is in your hands, reach for Spirit Island or the long campaigns. A heavy game met too early teaches frustration, met at the right time, it teaches mastery. And match the game to the night, not to your ambition. The right solo game is the one you will actually sit down and play tonight. Common questions about playing alone. A few questions arrive in every conversation about solo gaming, about robot opponents, about campaigns that span months, about whether a card game can really hold up against a $100 box. The frequently asked questions below answers the ones I am asked most often. The short version. Yes, a $15 deck of cards can be a great game, and no, you do not need a friend to play a board game well. You need only attention and a quiet hour. Final verdict. Do not ask which of these is the best solo game, ask which is the right one for the night in front of you. When you have 15 minutes and a tired mind, reach for Onirim. When you have an evening and want to build something, Wingspan or Calico. And when you want a mountain, a place to disappear into over a month of quiet evenings, Spirit Island, Sleeping Gods, or Mage Knight will give you one with no bottom. If you can own only one, own Spirit Island first. It is generous to the beginner you are tonight and bottomless for the master you will become. Solitude is not lesser company, it is a different kind of attention, and these 11 games are 11 ways to practice it. Still deciding. Take the game finder, answer 7 quick questions, and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table, with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. What is the best solo board game to start with? Spirit Island. Its invaders move by a fixed, fully knowable script, so there is no robot opponent to manage. Every defeat is yours to study, and every win is cleanly earned. It is forgiving enough on its easiest settings to learn on, and deep enough, via its adversaries and difficulty dials, to last for years. Do solo games need a robot or automa opponent? Not always, and the difference matters. Some games, Spirit Island, Under Falling Skies, Mage Knight, run on fully scripted deterministic systems The game's threats follow noble rules, so there is no separate bot to babysit. Others, Wingspan, Ark Nova, use an automa, a simple deck of cards that stands in for an opponent. Good automas are nearly frictionless. For Wingspan, you just flip a card and read a row. Neither approach is better, they simply create different kinds of tension. Yes, for what it sets out to do. Onirim, Friday, and Sprawlopolis are not light versions of bigger games, they are complete, sharply designed puzzles that happen to be small and inexpensive. A 15-minute card game and a month-long campaign are not competing, they answer different nights. The community's most recommended solo games include both ends of that range. What's the difference between a one-shot and a campaign solo game? A one-shot resets every play. Wingspan, Calico, and Spirit Island give you a fresh, self-contained game each time, with replay coming from variety rather than persistence. A campaign carries forward across sessions. Sleeping God saves your voyage, and games like Ian's End, Legacy, or the larger Gloomhaven boxes evolve over dozens of linked scenarios. Choose a one-shot when you want a clean evening. Choose a campaign when you want somewhere ongoing to return to. I'm new to solo gaming and worried the hardcore games will overwhelm me. Where do I begin? Climb in steps rather than leaping. Start with a short Solitude, Onirim, Cartographers, Sprawlopolis to learn the feel of playing against a system. Move next to an Afternoon's Climb, Wingspan, Calico. Only then reach for Spirit Island or the long campaigns. Jumping straight from the lightest game to the heaviest is the most common way to bounce off a game you would otherwise love. What is the difference between true solo and multi-handed solo? True solo means controlling one character, deck, or faction. Multi-handed solo means controlling two or more seats yourself. True solo is cleaner and faster. Multi-handed play exposes more card combinations and can smooth difficulty, but it asks you to track more information. Should I start with a one-shot or a campaign solo game? Start with a one-shot if you are testing whether solo play fits your life. Choose a campaign only when you want persistence, a dedicated save system, and repeated sessions. The best first purchase is the game you can reset and play again without turning setup into a second hobby.